the angel Ezra comes. He says, "Praise be to Jesus." He dictates the following rosary meditations centering on the divine will. The glorious mysteries. The resurrection. The Lord's triumphant rising from the dead was his visible victory over sin and death. He opened the gates of heaven at that moment to all people, all nations. He could have appeared in his resurrected glory to all those who opposed him in his public ministry, but it was the Father's divine will that he show himself to the ones who loved him. The divine will always honors and is present in the hearts of those who love Jesus. The Ascension. The Lord's ascension was his glorious return to heaven in victory. This victory was in and through the divine will of the Eternal Father. The Eternal now embraced his Son in a pure love such as no man has known or ever will know. The cycle of divine love was completed. The humble birth, the obstacles to the gospel message, the passion and death, the resurrection, and finally Jesus' triumphant return to heaven. Every moment was God's divine will. The descent of the Holy Spirit. Suddenly the early church was strengthened through the divine will by the power of the Holy Spirit. Fear left the hearts of the apostles, and they were not afraid to proclaim the good news. The divine will is reaching out now through these messages to a world drowning in self-love. Yet many reject the outstretched hand, asking for others to first approve it. The Assumption. Mary, who lived most completely and perfectly divine love, was allowed by the will of the Eternal Father to be assumed into heaven, body and soul. She was already so intimately united with the Father's will that paternal love could no longer bear to be separated from her by time or space. The Coronation. In heaven, Mary mounts the throne, her rightful inheritance as Queen of heaven and earth. Her crown is the Father's eternal divine will, her throne the union of her immaculate heart with the heart of all love, the heart of God the Father.